This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as around the Caribbean and across and around the world, plus the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics and construction workers and bulk mail centers, the bus drivers, the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, too, along with the roughnecks, the working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways open. Thanks for everything you're doing. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Well, our governor, could be a future president, though, our governor issued an executive order yesterday, number 20-244, which was phase three of the coronavirus effort here, namely the right to work, the business certainty, and the suspension of fines. And I'm going to start out by reading this sentence and then going to Section 1, Phase 3. Whereas the state of Florida has suffered economic harm as a result of COVID-19-related closures, exacerbating the impacts of the state of emergency, and Floridians should not be prohibited by local governments from working or operating a business. Then he goes to Section 1, Phase 3, which allows businesses to open back up again with what's called the right to work and operating a business under Section 2. Now, where this gets interesting is Section 3 in restaurants, and I'm going to let you pick it up from there because you were talking to a restaurant owner yesterday, correct?
Yeah, I was. Yesterday, I guess around 2 or 3, and it was a couple hours after this came out. So the question is really not answered in this, do mayors maintain the authority to require masks in whatever environment? That's not really answered. Now, the governor never mandated required masks in the state. He pretty much left everything up to the mayors and or city councils or whatever.
Right.
It appears what is happening here is that they still have that authority, and they will look pretty stupid if they require at a city level the maintaining of you know, wearing masks.
Well, the reason why is because of what's included in Section 4 when it says suspension of COVID-19-related individual fines and penalties for not wearing a mask are rescinded. The penalties are
correct.
Rescinded.
So what he's saying is you can require it, but mm-hmm. there won't be – you can refuse somebody's business, you know, like in a restaurant, you can refuse their business, or you can, you know, if you're a 7-Eleven, you can refuse them coming in. But you cannot fine them, arrest them, or, you know, levy any kind of penalties on them.
But we still don't have the liability that the businesses wanted, at least in Florida. We don't have it at the national level either, and I'll get to that in a minute because we have another stimulus that's being talked about, apparently, from Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi, where the Democrats have drawn together a draft which they're going to consider $2.4 trillion. The Republicans have countered with $1.3 trillion, so I don't know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, no, they've agreed to resume talks,
right,
but they haven't resumed them yet.
No, and the other thing is everybody's wondering about the liability, if there wouldn't help with the liability so businesses won't get sued because, oh, you got coronavirus because you were 4 feet away from Julie Jones or whatever the deal would be.
Yeah, a liability, you know, is a big one. The Democrats want the businesses to be able to be sued and whatnot. The Republicans do not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Larry.
By the way, I'd like to give a shout out to Robert out there tonight, traveling across the highways and byways here in Tampa Bay. So, good morning, Robert. Hope you're doing very well. We've got trucker Eric, who loaded bananas out of Port Manatee, Schaefer Trucking, and he was sitting there at the dock. He said, "What a mess." He says, "There's only one or two banana boats, and they all seem to be sitting right here in Port Manatee. We got all these trucks." It took him 8 hours to get loaded. Unbelievable. That's really long.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want bananas up north, they're coming, but they're just going to get there after these truckers get their required breaks and all that stuff. Because they have to log that on the clock not driving when they're sitting there, you know, waiting to get loaded. They don't just log that as not doing nothing, so they lose a bunch of their hours doing that. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, well, let's throw something out there real quick. We talked about Judge Amy Comey. Coney Barrett, apparently she's going to get the SCOTUS nod. I guess that's okay in the scheme of things, but boy, she better be ready for what they're going to throw at her.
Well, I think she is, because this is not her first rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
She was went through a confirmation process already.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's certainly prepared for what, you know, somebody like a Feinstein or Kamala Harris could throw at her.
Okie dokie, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, guess what? A federal appeals court has once again taken up the ongoing fight over the Trump tax returns. Yep, we'll see what's going on there. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brooks.
Indeed you are. My conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our good friends at Balance of Nature, their website, balanceofnature.com. Now, I've been taking the fruits and veggie capsules, and I'm telling you, they've been really helping me out. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and of course, who is, right? Who is? And if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then I've got a great little deal for you. You can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the different products they have there, including the fruit and veggie capsules, and you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature just by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L. Now, you can also give them a call and speak to a health coach at 800-246-8751. But if you want to start feeling better like I have and get the results of positive results that I've gotten with the fruits and veggie capsules, go to the balanceofnature.com website or give them a call at 800-246-8751 and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And back with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello again.
Hello.
Now, a federal appeals court has once again taken up the ongoing fight over the Trump tax returns. We've been there, done that one time. Now they're back.
Yes.
What's going to happen this time?
Well, you know, you can plan for what's going to happen, and they can tell us what's going to happen. But when the real action, you know, shows up on the streets, it turns into something different, as we have seen. Right?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, I would say that whatever response guide or action guide comes out, you know, regardless of whether it's a Supreme Court judge nominee or, you know, if it's anything else, it turns into something a little more radical. So, you know, Trump has, God, how many states was he in yesterday? Three?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Started out in Florida. Right? Mm-hmm.
You know, he's working pretty hard to kind of cover the topics and to reach, you know, voting sections,
mm-hmm.
Including his, what is called the new Platinum Plan.
Yes.
Which is the $500 billion for, mm-hmm. You know, minority groups, I think, with a particular focus.
Black
on,
America, yep. Mm-hmm.
But, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was speaking last night to the shipbuilders and so forth. So he's trying to reach everybody where in, so I don't know how the Democrats can really begin to protest this, but where's Biden?
Yep. No, good. He's hiding in his basement. Okay, let's take a caller. We got a caller in the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I'm just curious. I knew about the restaurant and bar thing, but I'm understanding now that we do not have to wear masks when we go in places anymore. Is that correct?
Well, not exactly, and we'll answer that question. You have to wear masks if the local highest local authority says you have to wear a mask. But once you get inside, it's up to the restaurant owner as to how long you keep it on.
Yeah. The governor never mandated the mask in the state.
Right.
The local government officials were the ones that did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the businesses can do what they want. But I think that's the reason it wasn't in the executive order is because Governor DeSantis never required masks in the state.
Okay.
That was done by the mayors or the city council.
Okay. Now, before I go back to the caller, let me get to this question that's right here from Eric in Seminole. He says, restaurants and bars are now allowed 100% occupancy without social distancing. Rhetorical question. Where does that leave the public schools?
I can't answer that.
Nope.
I still think that that's kind of, though, this is a think.
Right.
I cannot, because I don't know this. It wasn't addressed in his executive order.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, too, is probably done by the school officials at the county level. Remember,
okay.
There's 67 counties in
yep.
the state.
All
and
right.
Each state or each county can make their decisions.
Now, we've got Mark back on the line again. I guess he didn't. He had another question. Okay, Mark,
yeah.
did you?
I apologize for that. I accidentally hung up on you. But I'm reading here from Spectrum News 13 here. I live in St. Petersburg that where was it here? DeSantis also said all penalties or fines for refusing to wear a mask will be suspended.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, when I walk into my public store or to get a sub, I don't have to have a mask on anymore.
Well,
no, that's not true.
No.
That's not true.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Go ahead.
It depends upon what that business owner requires.
Right.
But you cannot be arrested, you cannot be fined, or you cannot be given any kind of a citation.
Yep.
If you are not, if you're not wearing a mask.
And they,
but,
and they always have the right to refuse service too for whatever.
Yes, which was, you know, the case if you went in someplace barefooted, they can refuse service. It's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's move on here. And this is going to be talked about again, I'm sure, all weekend long. Now, today, today in Portland, Oregon, a state of emergency has already been declared before a rally takes place with the Proud Boys. Now, they're well known for a lot of the things that they've gotten involved in over the years. They are what some people would call ultra right wing. However, that's not the total case right here. And the other thing is, this is before the clashes they expect to have happen.
If I read this right yesterday, because I was kind of watching this, they refused to give them an assembly permit. And I think that was necessarily done on purpose for obvious reasons.
You would think.
I think that they were, Proud Boys are trying to do the right thing and do the permit. But they refused that, but they're going ahead with all of this, and I think that's because nobody else seems to get a permit. So, it's going to get crazy.
All right. Well, let's talk about the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows. He blasted FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony on voter fraud. My question is he about to get himself fired, Christopher Wray? I've heard all kinds of grumblings.
I think the way the question was asked, or what we're assuming, okay, what he is saying, and, you know, words do matter, but he may be minimizing things. I can't read his mind. But what he is saying is he's not seeing a massive voter fraud operation.
Mm-hmm.
The things that we have seen when it comes to mail-in ballots, I mean, they're kind of like isolated incidences.
Mm-hmm.
And when you investigate, like, the ballots that were, you know, missing that had, what, I think 9 military absentee ballots in them.
Right.
They had already been opened someplace along the line and then discarded.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, another one where they're dumping trays and finding them in ditches, we don't know where that came from. We haven't heard the rest of that story. But what I'm saying is that he's not seeing a massive type operation.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also, he didn't speak to, we are investigating isolated incidences. I don't think he said it right, but he could have one foot on a banana peel.
I'm getting asked about the Super Bowl, which is going to be in Tampa right now from a person, and I believe the Super Bowl is going to have people in it. I can't see where it wouldn't.
Did I not see in the Miami game the other night that there were people in the stands? That was a home game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a home game. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Well, I believe that when I think the Super Bowl is not till what? February?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There could be a lot going on between now and then. I'm sure there's a lot of provisions and discussions about all of that right now, so I have no idea. It's kind of like, you know, the Olympics. You know, we have no idea.
All right, very quickly, Joe Lieberman has slammed his un-American the criticism of Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Catholic faith. And again, I will point out that Article 6, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution, no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. The Republicans are out of their mind if they don't throw that right away at the Democrats when they bring up religion.
Well, I mean, it's been mentioned on TV several times, so we don't know where it's
Alrighty. Hold that thought until Monday morning, and we will talk again, and you have yourself a great weekend, my dear, and stay low up on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, and call or hold the line. I'll be right with you. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes. And you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the beach and boating forecast at the bottom of the hour here. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a story breaking a day early, President Trump
plans to announce Amy Coney Barrett as his nominee to the Supreme Court, according to a number of news sources, to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president will be making that announcement during a White House event tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Barrett currently serves as a judge on the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals. Among the deluge of explosive claims tucked inside the new Senate Republican report about Hunter Biden's business dealings is the allegation the Democratic presidential nominee's son has a history of paying Russian or Eastern European women linked to sex trafficking. The 87-page report was released on Wednesday, provided few specific details regarding that allegation. It did point to a number of Russian and Ukrainian-connected transactions. More details will be coming out on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. When you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the Beach and Boating Report for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. We've got a pretty promising weekend here where there'll be a few showers around and maybe a few afternoon thunderstorms too, but the winds are going to start out light and variable. There'll be an afternoon sea breeze, but the waves will be predominantly smooth in the morning, and we'll have a light chop 1 to 2 feet in the afternoon. Now, the Gulf and the Bay water temperature currently stands at 85 degrees, so we got an identical temp on both of those subfronts. By the way, we had our high tide at 1:31 a.m. Our low tide came in at 3:46 a.m. And it's going to be a good day to be out on the water with a Freedom Boat Club boat. And let me tell you about them, because there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day on the water. And Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time on the water with your friends and family while your sun sanitizes too. Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all of the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. Now, you can call Freedom Boat Club at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM. And remember, when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you get reciprocity at all of the 232 locations all across America. Now, right here in Tampa Bay, we have the largest location, 29 locations, over 500 boats. And you can find out more about them online by going to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Or again, give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. All righty. Now, moving along. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, Speaker of the House Pelosi, have agreed in principle to revive the coronavirus stimulus relief talks as the Democrats drafted a $2.4 trillion proposal. The Republicans currently have a $1.3 trillion proposal. They're obviously $1.1 trillion apart. Don't know if they're going to meet in the middle or what they're going to do, but they've just agreed to talk, but they haven't scheduled any talks. So what does that mean? Nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. It means that the Democrats who have been getting pressured, as well they should, by their own constituents saying, hey, look, you told us we were going to have a stimulus. You're not doing it. Now, what are you doing? And we know you're the guys that are sitting on your duffs not doing anything. And they are. They are. Because Nancy refused to talk to anybody. She said, here's my deal, that's it, take it or leave it, I'm not saying a word. But that's Nancy, right? So we'll see what happens. Now, in an effort to get the Boeing 737 jet flying again, the MAX jet flying again, there's been something very interesting that's about to take place here. And what it is going to be is the FAA administrator himself, Mr. Dixon, is going to be on the aircraft. He's going to actually pilot the aircraft next week to determine whether or not that plane is safe to put back into service, the 737 MAX jet. Boeing says it is, but the FAA administrator, himself a pilot, is going to fly the plane to see if it is. So there you go. By the way, Mark, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for the nice little message there, and I'm glad that you liked everything. And it is what it is. Now, that was Mark in St. Pete. Okay. Now, in Alabama, Doug Jones is the current incumbent senator. Remember, he took Jeff Sessions' place. He beat the former judge down there, the former chief justice, the Alabama court. And he has come out and just hung himself out to dry. He says he's going to oppose the Trump Supreme Court nomination before the election. That is going to guarantee him, folks, losing in Alabama. For two reasons. Number one, the justice that's probably going to be nominated, Amy Coney Barrett, is a devoutly religious Catholic. And anybody who is devoutly religious in the Deep South, especially Alabama, is going to be highly regarded, and that's going to be a mistake. And I'll guarantee you, Tommy Tuberville, who's already blasting him with the ads he's got out there, Tommy Tuberville is going to have a field day, former Auburn coach. Now, that's one Senate seat that you can put in the Republican column right now. There's no way in hell, with Doug Jones doing this, no way in hell that he stands a chance of winning that seat. He is going to get crushed in Alabama. Now, let's also talk about TikTok. I talked about it yesterday with Frank Salvato because Frank uses the program, or at least he used to. Now, a federal judge is expected to decide by Sunday if TikTok will stay in the United States in the app stores to be purchased and downloaded on the phones. Now, keep in mind, Oracle made a deal with them to buy them. Oracle, a U.S. company, would own the content, so it would not be going to China, or at least we don't think it would, according to Oracle. But then again, do you trust Oracle to do that and do it correctly? I don't know. The fact that they were involved with China to begin with kind of alerts me to the fact that maybe we can't trust them. So we'll see. We'll see. And something else that happened yesterday in Florida, I might add. The Florida Supreme Court ruled in the Parkland High School shooting incident that a maximum of $300,000 per victim, whether you were shot and killed or wounded, is all that can be awarded to the victims in the Parkland High School shooting incident, according to Florida law. Now, the law specifically states that government agencies can only be held liable for a maximum of $200,000 per person or $300,000 per incident. So that's where that's at right now. And that comes from the Florida Supreme Court. So think about that. Now, let's see here. Denise just chimed in here again, sent me a message. Let me see what it is. Okay. Denise has sent out an article there. You might want to check founderscode.com. The SCOTUS protest judge nominee plan is there from the Democrats, and she's posted it out there on the Internet for all to see. So take a look at that on founderscode.com. Okay. And the other thing is, I got my phone in front of my cell phone in front of the microphone, and it just went off. I don't know who that was. So these are messages that are coming in here. This goes on all night long during the show, and it's good. We're glad to be able to have that rapport with the people, and we encourage people to do that, to either send a message in via the Internet or the Facebook chat room. There's a bunch of people in there. Eric is saying that he just believes that we should open the state up completely, just let everything go. And, you know, there may be some merit to that, Eric. In another week or two, might be. We'll see. Alrighty, I'll be back with the final segment of the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got another 10 minutes or so to chime back and forth on stuff. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight,
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and Larry Elder will be in Sarasota on October the 23rd, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy, and I will be the Master of Ceremonies for the event called the Salem Consumer Summit. And I look forward to seeing you there at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. By the way, don't forget, tickets are available at theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com. And this final segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And remember, the all-new Moss Acura on North Ford Avenue. Now, Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands. I was in an RDX SUV the other day, the flagship of the Acura brand. Boy, was it a spiffy automobile, I'll tell you. It's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay, too. And the seats, holy smokes, it was like running your hand over buttery leather. And the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries or anything else going in and out of the back a breeze. Now, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant, got an automatic transmission, and the best news about Moss Acura is you get the same high-level customer service from that store that the other Moss Nissan stores are known for. 4 words: you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all pastors, and all church workers get a discount not only on your vehicle being serviced there of some 20%, but you also get a reduced price on the new or certified pre-owned vehicle you're looking for. Now, telling the captain sent you, and you're going to get an extra $500. So the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, Northport Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Okie dokie, to the phone lines we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Dave in Arapica, Florida.
Yes, sir.
You were speaking with Denise about the testimony of the FBI guy.
Yep.
And he was saying he saw no systemic stuff of mass voter,
yep,
mass mailing voter registration or
right,
corruption. Well, he doesn't see it because, like, if you remember Lois Lerner, the IRS person that denied all the conservative groups their tax-exempt status, she didn't need marching orders. She just acted the way, you know, from the Obama administration, she just acted the way that she knew that they wanted her to. And the same way with all the newspapers, they just do it because, you know, they can, and that's just their bent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't see it, but the mass mailing of the voting mail-in ballots is the problem, not the what we do here in Florida is we request it and it's mailed out to us.
That's right.
We track it then, coming to us. We know it's coming. We expect it. And then when we mail it back in, we can track it on the internet. So love your show, Captain.
All right. Thanks a lot. And by the way, there was one state, the name of the state escapes me, but, 1,000 extra ballots, mail-in ballots showed up that were not requested for at the same address. So in other words, 1,000 people got 2 ballots, not 1. Wow. Holy cow. What's next, right? Well, what's next is I want to talk about the America First Healthcare Plan. We haven't had enough discussion about that, and I tried to cover that pretty good last night when we first heard about it. The America First Plan has 3 goals: more choice, lower costs, and better care. Now, it includes protections for pre-existing conditions, measures to stop surprise medical bills, and rules to guarantee price transparency so patients are not left completely in the dark. Now, the result is Americans will have more control over their own health care dollars rather than ceding power to some Washington politician or a powerful corporation that says you can't do this, this, and this. And unlike socialized medicine, President Trump's plan puts working families first with more choice. Now, what that means is patients will be in charge of their care, not bureaucrats at some faraway federal agency. When President Trump took office, more than half of the U.S. counties offered plans for a single insurance provider on the individual market, not any more than just one company. And as of next month, more than 90% of the American counties will have multiple options and companies to choose from. About time, right? And thank you, President Trump, for that. And then there's lower costs. For years, patients have been shocked, I was one of them, to receive an unexpected bill for thousands of dollars of medical services that they never agreed to President Trump's plan that bans this deeply unfair practice and ends surprise medical billings. The days of ripping off American patients are over, the president said. Now, what happened to me was I had my ankle replaced. I had ankle replacement surgery that said it was going to cost X amount of dollars. The insurance company came out and said, okay, we're going to pay it. That's it. Okay, no problem. And at the very end of it, there was an extra $3,000 thrown in there, which I didn't have to pay, thank God, but I had to go through the process with the threatening to sue them and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And with my union saying, hey, man, you said so-and-so, that's what it is, that's what you're getting, period. So went through it, and a lot of you have too. And then there's better care. With new ways for Medicare to pay providers, and there's many new ways to do that, Americans will have access to doctors that they trust. In other words, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor whenever or wherever they're needed. Now, President Trump is also making sure that politicians don't get in the way of the much-needed research and innovation that's out there, too, ensuring that Americans' access to the best health care in the world remains just that. So, to sum things up, President Trump's plan puts American patients first. Unfortunately, under pressure from the far left, Democrats have endorsed health care legislation that would result in rationing care, keeping patients on waiting lists, and driving the best doctors away from practicing medicine because they just don't pay them fairly or equally. And the Democratic Party is pushing socialism. And you don't want socialized medicine. You don't believe me? Ask somebody up in Canada that comes to the United States to be treated. Ask one of them. Ask them why they're coming down here. They'd be more than happy to tell you. By the way, Americans, they want real choice, affordability and quality in their medical care. And they don't want radical politicians playing games with their health and safety to get votes either. And under this president, Donald J. Trump, America's families and seniors have always been protected and will continue to be protected because the Democrats don't have your back. The Democrats are pushing a socialist nightmare, including your health coverage. Don't believe me? Do a little research. Do a little research. Now, I've got one last little thing to say here. Today, I'm going to be over at the Minreg Hall for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. It opens, the doors open at 9. They'll be there today till 5. The concealed carry class starts at 2. I'll be leaving at 2, so I'll be there from 9 to 2. I'll be easy to spot wherever I'm at. So that'll be good. And I'll be giving away a bunch of free stuff from the radio show and the radio station. So take advantage of that and stop by, say howdy, howdy. I'd like to shake your hand and see who you are. And then you know me and I know you. And away we go. And that's the way it works. And it's all about we the people here in this show. Because the Two Guys shows with their guns and with their knives. And one of the reasons I work with them is because they're all about America. They're all about the Second Amendment. There's a lot of veterans that are there that are dealers, a lot of veterans. And when you get there, you'll see them. You'll see them with their hats or whatever they have there to go along. Now, check them out online if you want, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. But I'll be in Largo at the Minreg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo today from 9 to 2. That's the Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. Website again, twoguysshows.com. For more information, concealed carry class today starts at 2. Tomorrow starts at 1. Now, we've had one hell of a week. It's just been night after night after night of breaking story and more news and this and that and all that stuff. The president's been all over the place, and we've been all over that, too. Looking forward to this week. Looking forward to 5 o'clock today to find out who the new Supreme Court Justice is going to be. And then all I can say to her is, hold on. It's going to be one hell of a ride as the Democrats try to upset the apple cart big time. But we're not going to let them do it. We are not going to let them do it. They got their talking points. They got their T-shirts. They're going to be protesting in front of courthouses. That's what they're going to be doing. I'll see you Monday.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.